everybody, and welcome in on this Thursday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Let me ask you this. Is your glass half empty or half full? How you answer this age-old question about positive thinking may reflect your outlook on life, your attitude towards yourself, and whether you're optimistic or pessimistic. So, hello. Welcome into Affirmations for Living. I'm your host, Reverend Advij. Thank you for joining me. We're going to discuss spiritual principles to help make a difference in your life. And this week, we're discussing your attitude. That's right, your attitude, and the importance of establishing and maintaining a positive one. Now, your attitude reflects what you believe about yourself. Remember that saying, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he? That was the mystical master teacher Christ who said that. So as you think it in your heart, so are you. And then that is reflected on the outside. And so I ask you, what are your words saying about you? What's the picture you're painting out there? If you like to join in this discussion, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. And I definitely want to hear from you on your opinion of your attitude and what you think about it. My guest today is quite special to me. In fact, it is my sister, my younger sister, as it were. You see, she has a story to share like many of us, choosing to move out of a place of loss and sadness to joy. Now, of course, as you're going to hear, there's work involved, but no one said this was going to be easy to get to that place of being positive. There certainly might be even challenges to overcome. However, as you will hear when she joins us a little later, it is well worth the journey. So let's really begin. Some studies show that personality traits like optimism and pessimism can affect many areas of your health and well-being. Think about that for a moment. Your thoughts, your attitudes, the way you look at things can affect your health and your well-being and can actually affect everything around you. The positive thinking that typically comes with optimism is a key part of effective stress management. Could you imagine? Okay, so if I am happy, I might be less stressed out. Well, absolutely, because you look at things a little differently. And effective stress management is associated with many health benefits. So if you tend to be pessimistic, don't despair. You can learn positive thinking skills, and that's what we're going to actually go over right now. Understanding how to change your thinking from being negative and what that sounds like to becoming positive and understanding the benefits of becoming positive. So first of all, understanding the principles of positive thinking and what that self-talk looks like. Positive thinking doesn't mean that you keep your head in the sand and ignore life's little lessons or unpleasant situations. Positive thinking just means that you approach the unpleasantness in a more positive and productive way. You think that the best is going to happen, not the worst. And often we go there. Often we look at the glass as being half empty, right? The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. And so we're always taking away from ourselves and giving that power to someone else. But a positive person knows that the power is within. Positive thinking often starts with that self-talk. Self-talk then is the endless stream of unspoken thoughts that keep running through your head every day. You know, like you have that little devil sitting on your shoulder and that self-talk just keeps coming and it won't stop that chatter. These automatic thoughts can be positive or negative. Some of your self-talk comes from logic and reason, but other self-talk may arise from misconceptions that you create because of lack of information. And that's really all about the false programming. So if you're getting the ideas of who you are based on false programming, then you're not understanding the full picture. And so then you have that negative chitter-chatter going on in your head, right? A positive attitude comes from seeing things from an inner knowing. Again, establishing who you are from the inside, from your God base, from your relationship with the divine source. And then you believe that all is moving you forward towards something more. So you understand as a positive thinking person that all of these experiences are just causing you to expand. You go with them and then they move you forward to the next level and the next layer and the next dimension and so on. Whereas if you stay in a negativity, that's going to stagnate. That's going to hold you back and keep you where you don't want to be. So it's really about understanding the difference and then taking that and moving forward. If the thoughts that run through your head are mostly negative, your outlook on life is more likely going to be pessimistic. And if your thoughts are mostly positive, then you're more likely going to be an optimistic. So the power of positive thinking is directly connected to your ability to then remove, control, or eliminate negative thoughts. So think about that for a moment. If I can develop the skill to remove, to control, or eliminate negative thoughts altogether, just imagine what that would feel like for a moment. And that's what we're going to talk about, because that's how you empower yourself. That's how you then have better tools to move forward to create the life you want. So now, what are negative thoughts? Because we know we may all have them from time to time, but we're talking about that person who constantly stays in that place. So what are negative thoughts? Negative thoughts are thoughts of doubt, always doubting yourself, always second guessing yourself, thinking that you can't make good judgments or good calls on something. So you are in a place of doubt all the time. You're in a place of fear all the time. And you know, on that thing about fear, I'm going to say again, if you are watching negative programming, you know, right now you watch the news and everything's about politics and everything's about this war and that war, that's going to put that seed of fear into you because, oh my goodness, it teaches you about lack, limitation, scarcity. And so if you're forever allowing yourself to take in and seed into your subconscious all of these negative things that are supposedly going on in the world, then that fear is going to get seeded in you, and then it's going to manifest itself in your personal world. And you're thinking, well, it's because the gas prices are too high. No, it's because you went there in yourself and you allowed it to become a part of your subconscious. Now, doom and gloom are also negative thoughts. Oh, the world is caving in. Oh, the apple is falling. You know, all those things. Focusing on what could go wrong is a clear sign of negative thinking. And negative thoughts can harm you. There's no doubt about it. It's been proven scientifically that continuing to be in a place of negativity can raise your blood pressure, can cause all sorts of harm to you physically and emotionally. So now here, I want to give you some examples because a lot of times we don't know, well, is that me? I'm not really sure. But by me giving you some examples of this negative self-talk and then how you can apply a positive twist to it, it might help you to, one, understand that, yes, you are having these negative conversations with yourself. And then, two, this is how I can rephrase it and reword it so that I can better change these experiences. So the negative talk might sound something like this: I've never done it before. And so, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure. Well, I've never done it before, so what makes me think I can do it now? Well, a positive way of looking at that would be it's an opportunity to learn something new. And so it's really important that when we're going over this, you understand that your words have power, your words have energy. And so really stop and think about your choice of words before you let them express themselves, because that energy of your words are going to go out to the universe. It's going to go out on a psychic level. It's going to attach themselves to everything out there that is a match to it, and then it's going to bring it back to you. Now, another example is, it's too complicated. Well, what about, I'll tackle it from a different angle. Do you see the difference and the feeling of it? Another example is, I don't have the resources. You know, we're all so good for that. I would if I had enough money right now. If I had that, boy, would my life be different. Oh my goodness, I could just do this and this and that. What about necessity is the mother of invention? And so you find ways to create the resources that you think you don't have, because guess what, folks? The universe has abundance. There's more than enough of everything to go around for everyone, but you have to tap into it, and that is your choice. So necessity is the mother of invention. So become creative. There are no set rules on how anything has to work. Another popular one, I think, is, I'm too lazy to get this done. And we just find all of these excuses for ourselves to not challenge ourselves, to not accept responsibility for where we are, and to move forward and get out of it. So, okay, I am just too lazy. But a better way of saying that, I wasn't able to fit it into my schedule, but can reexamine some priorities. And so do you see how just slightly changing the words changes the tone, and now it's in a more positive way? And finally, I'm not going to get any better at this. Well, if you say so, then I guess you won't. But a better way to say that is, I'll give it another try. Nothing beats trying. That's all you can do. So now, here are some habits, and because I really want you to be clear on what negativity sounds like. So if you are magnifying the negative aspects of a situation and you filter out all the positive ones, that's being negative. So for example, say you had a great day at work, okay? You've completed all your tasks ahead of time and you were complimented for doing such a wonderful, speedy job. But you forget one minor step. That evening, you focus only on that one oversight, and you forget about the compliment you received. Boy, oh boy, don't we all do that? And so we've had a great day. It's gone smoothly, but we've messed up, we want to say, on one small little thing. And that one small little thing nags us for the rest of the evening. We go to bed thinking about it. We get up thinking about it. And now what are you creating? You're creating the space for that same sort of condition to happen again. And so you really have to understand that and really start to release all the negative thoughts and chitter chatter. The next one is, you automatically anticipate the worst, right? The drive-through coffee shop gets your order wrong and you automatically think that the rest of your day will be a disaster. And then you let that take you out of your center. Folks, we are supposed to be heart-based beings. Our conscious thoughts should live and breathe from the space of our heart and stay centered in that space. And so if you allow one little thing to take you off your center, you're doing yourself a disservice. And I'm actually going to stop for a moment and I'm going to share a personal story with you in regards to this taking me off my center. I was going someplace, actually, I used to have a wellness center, and I pulled up one morning, you know, going to my place of work. I parked, and as I was parking, I got a flat tire. Now, bear in mind, I got a flat tire in front of my own store. So, okay, what's the big deal? So I go inside, call my husband, I let him know I have a flat tire, and I let this really bother me. For whatever reason, we pick this one little thing and we let it nag us. Needless to say, I got my tire repaired, all was well, and I went on with my day. Well, later on, as I was sleeping, I heard a still small voice. And yes, when you begin to move towards spirituality, meditating, and connecting to your higher God self, that part of you will connect to you and give you the guidance that you're seeking. It's not on the outside. You will find it internally as you begin to be the seeker. And so in the middle of the night, actually somewhere around 4 o'clock in the morning, I heard the still small voice that said to me, disconnect from an uneven temper. And it woke me up because, honestly, my husband was driving to California, so there was no one in the house but me, and I heard this voice. And again, it said, disconnect from an uneven temper. And it woke me up, and I said, oh, are you talking about this morning and how I allowed that to upset me. And that voice repeated it again. And I understood from that moment to stay centered in that heart space, holding that space of love and light and joy and peace and being positive, and everything's going to work out. Don't let anything take you off your balance, because then that's when you actually lose control. So really pay attention to that. Pay attention to how you are allowing outside things to impact what's going on with you. The next one, you see things only as either good or bad, black or white. There is no middle ground for you. You feel that you have to be perfect or that you're a total failure. And boy, we set ourselves up and we hold ourselves sometimes to this high standard that's just impossible. You never get everything done. You never get it finished, and it doesn't matter. Don't beat yourself up. Instead of making a calendar or a list of all the things you have to do, I heard this from a friend the other day. Why not put on that list all the things that you've accomplished in that day? Wouldn't that be a more positive way to look at it? Wow, yeah, you know what things in the back of your mind you want to accomplish. So as you finish them, write those down. I did such and such. Wow, I just did this. And now it's positive. Now you're encouraging yourself and moving in the right direction. So positive and negative thinking are contagious. So all of us affect the people we meet in one way or another. And this happens instinctively and on the subconscious level, because remember I said words have energy. They're going to go out to that psychic field, and they're going to attach themselves to everything that is a match vibrationally to it, and then it's going to return to you. So this happens, again, instinctively or subconsciously through our thoughts and our feelings and through our body language even, stimulating responses from outside, from other people. They even can sense your aura, and you are affected by their thoughts and vice versa. So, ask yourself, is it any wonder that we want to be around positive people? Does anyone really want to be around a negative Nancy? I don't think so, because you feel that energy, don't you? And if you're uplifted and positive, why would you want to bring your vibration down to match that person? Absolutely not. You want to bring yours up. So negative thoughts, words, and attitudes bring up negative and unhappy moods and actions. And words like can't and fear and hate and try, as a matter of fact, the word try, your subconscious mind doesn't even recognize it. You're either going to do it, right, get it done, or you're not, and get over it. These are all lower vibrational words, and they cause you to be negative. And just so that you understand the impact that these words can have on you, because negative words, you feel them, don't they feel low as I say them? Can't, fear, hate. These words are lower in vibration, which means they're bottom heavy and they stick around. And so as you use these words, they stick around longer and you stay in that funk a lot longer because these words are so much heavier. And so then they go out and they magnetize to that plane and they come back to you. And sometimes when you get into that place of funkiness, I'll call it, it's much harder to rise above it, right? So, but on the other hand, positive thinking and positive words, they're lighter in vibration. And so words like growth, expansion, success, certain, joy, capable, present, happy, these are all lighter words, and therefore they don't last as long. They don't hang around. So you must constantly be using them so that you reap the benefits of them going out to that same psychic field. They will then attach themselves to everything that is a vibrational match, being positive, love, joy, happy, all of these things, and bring that back to you. And so you have control over what you're experiencing through your thoughts, through your energy. So really, it's time to realize that you have more power than you think you do. So a positive mind anticipates happiness, right? Whereas a negative mind, that negative Nancy, thinks everything is woe is me. So whatever your mind expects, it finds. So I ask you, what are you expecting? What are you giving thought to? Where are you putting the emphasis in your daily life? Because whatever you give thought to is what eventually is going to turn up. So if there's something that you don't like, don't think about it. Don't give it energy. And so something to really, really remember. And so not everyone accepts or believes in positive thinking, certainly. Some consider the subject, well, just nonsense. But I'm here to tell you that it is that important that we understand exactly how it works. And it's also so important, in fact, that there are so many books that have been written about it. In order to really understand the mind and how it works, you have to really start to change the way you're thinking about things and start to integrate different practices. And we're going to go over those a little later after we bring our guest on. And she should be coming on momentarily. And basically, it's just about sharing a story with you so that you can see, honestly, how we can go from being low.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine.
Yes.
Hello. You are live on LA Talk Radio, and I was just telling everyone how important it is to understand the power that our words have and the choices that we can make. So I said earlier when I was beginning to introduce you that through experiences of loss and suffering, you made the choice to move yourself from this space truly of lower vibration, but of angst and sorrow, and decided to pick yourself up and to move on with your life. So if you would, as much as you'd like to share, would you share with us your experience that's caused you to be this amazing positive person and an inspiration to so many that you are?
Well, when I was 36, I was married. I was working, you know, pretty, you know, mid-level management job, you know, where you work 60 to 70 hours a week. And, you know, suddenly my husband died. And that was something at 36 years of age, I, you know, had no, you know, couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe this is where I was. And, you know, I believe he was my soulmate. You know, I was in love with this person and he was gone. And it was something that, you know, you kind of prepare yourself for when you get older or if somebody's terribly sick. But when you're blindsided by it, you find yourself in a place that is dark, that is, you know, full of despair. And, you know, everybody around me is like, what are you going to do? You know, where are you? And I'm sure everybody was terribly worried. And for me, it made me reevaluate where I was, who I was. And I realized that I was almost letting on a secret. And that secret is that this is it. You know, this you need to be happy. You know, you need to get yourself back to being happy. And I didn't know how I was going to do it. It was just kind of this goal. I had a picture that a friend of mine had taken of me, and in this picture, I was very happy and I'm smiling, and I had that picture in my bedroom, and every day I looked at that and I said, that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to get back to that. So I kind of tried to rekindle those things, find those things that I used to like to enjoy doing when I had more time. You know, I changed where I was working. I stopped working because I realized what I was doing was not really what I wanted to do. And I just focused on what made me happy, I kind of broke it down where what's important, you know, really what's important. And what I figured out was important is about me feeling good. And how do you feel good? I heard a story from a Native American woman, and she said there's this thing called giveaway. And what giveaway is when you walk down the street and see somebody and smile at them, or you say hello, or, you know, it could be something that small. But in order to have that giveaway, you need to do something for yourself. So it's whether it's to read a book or sing a song or take a nap or, you know, hear a funny joke, whatever it is to give you that lift, to give you that happiness so that you have that giveaway. And it's contagious. And for me, that's kind of how I changed my life. And, you know, I'm very blessed. I'm very happy about where I am today. And it was a place that, you know, at that time, 7 years ago, that I would have never imagined where I am right now.
Wow.
Never would have imagined it.
But let me ask you this. So this tragedy happens. For those listening, and they're in that same place, and they're feeling this loss, and they just don't know where to begin, how long were you in this place of sadness before you realized it was time to make a change? I mean, did this last months? Did it last, you know, because you said this happened 7 years ago. So did it last a year? How long were you in this place of sadness before you started to realize only I can move from this place?
Well, I mean, I think that the heaviness of it, the deepness of it was probably 6 months. 6 months where I to this day, if you ask me time frame of things that happened around that time, I can't tell you because I just don't remember. But I would say there were 6 months of darkness, of just floundering in it and knowing that, you know, this isn't where I want to be, but it was just this aching feeling. And when you get that aching feeling, you know, you almost want to get out of your skin, but you can't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's people can drink and do anything to try to ignore it. But at the end of the day, it's something that you have to go through. It's something that, you know, for me, it was 6 months that it was dark and I was just like, hey, you know what? All right, it's time for me not to feel like this.
Mm-hmm.
And start working on it. But that didn't mean that, you know, a year later or 2 years later that I didn't have some, you know, pit of missing that person and the sadness. But, you know, when you lose someone like that, there is a time that comes that when you think of them, you smile.
Wow.
And it seems like it's going to be a long time that comes, but it does come, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, as they say, time makes friends with the past.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that really we want the audience to hear today, that regardless of where you are and no matter how helpless and hopeless you might think your situation is, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, but you have to make the first step. And it's okay to allow yourself to be sad. It's okay to go through whatever it is you're going through. Know that it's okay. No one is here to judge or to say, okay, it's been long enough, because only you know that. But for you to find your happiness, for you to be in a positive mindset, you have to one day say, okay, now is the time for me to take charge and make that move. And so you said you did the giveaway. What else did you find yourself doing to help empower you to move from that place to where you are now?
I think it was, I kind of just listened to myself. You know, at that point is when I started meditating, just
okay,
to quiet my soul. You know, it was a point where I could quiet and, you know, not think about all the awful things that were going on. I also stopped watching the news. I was like, you know, it's just too much bad things. It was just too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped watching news. I started meditating, and I let my feelings guide me. So, you know, I went from a great management position to saying, okay, I'm going to work 2 days a week doing this. And for me, that was great. That was fun. I had more time to, you know, dabble in other things that I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And with each, you know, as time grew on, it's like I find that perfect position, you know, oh, this is great. And something would grow from that. And then something would grow from that. And now, I mean, honestly, I have a dream job. I'm remarried, and I never thought I would be, and absolutely so in love. And I'm so thankful, and I'm so blessed for it. You know, and people tell me, oh, you're so happy all the time. And, you know, it's work. you know, it didn't work sometimes, you know, reaching for
it. Takes effort, but it's well worth it. And that's the real goal. It's absolutely 100% worth every bit of the effort. It is a choice and a mindset. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, you fake your way to happiness, you know? If you can just, you know, even putting a smile on your face, even when you were listening to the show earlier, we were saying, you know, the coffee spills on you. Guess what? The rest of the day doesn't have to be like that. And I what I started doing was when the day did start like that, I would call it out. I'd be like, oh, this is not going to affect the rest of my day. That's it. I'm done with that. You know, the rest of my day is going to be something good. You know, something good's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say that to my husband, you know, it's like he's off going to meetings and I'm like, expect something good. You know?
Absolutely. And actually, for those listening, that's called segment intending, by the way. And so at each new opportunity, each new thing that you experience throughout the day, you intend the outcome of it. So you don't allow one thing to carry with the rest of the day. As I'm answering the telephone, I intend that call to go pleasantly in my way. As I'm waiting for the bus, I intend for it to be on time. So, and that for there to be a seat available for me. So all of those things that you experience throughout your day, you need to start segment intending them and really set the intention of what you want that experience to look like, for it is within your control and your power to do so. And obviously, truly, you're the example of that. So,
yes,
absolutely. Thank you. I want to thank you. Do you have any other thoughts that you'd like to share with us?
I don't really, other than, you know, it's listen to yourself. Listen to yourself, because everybody has that thing that makes them happy, and take time for yourself, because that's the most important thing. If you can't find, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes out of the day and do something that's going to, you know, that's going to lift your soul. And it could be something as silly as, you know, wasting some time on Facebook, or, you know, YouTubing a favorite song of yours or a funny video, and you feel good. And then, you know, give that to somebody else.
Absolutely.
And it's absolutely contagious. It's wonderful.
Wow. I want to thank you, because that really means a lot. And I'm sure that our audience listening, it really hit home to so many, because you can just feel it and know that indeed, regardless of what your situation is, you can move forward and life does continue and move on. So I want to thank you. And hopefully you listen into the rest of the show.
I definitely will. Thank you so much for having me on.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And so you heard that, ladies and gentlemen, it really is about a choice. And so taking that, 15 minutes a day to take care of yourself and to do something that brings you joy, that makes you happy, that puts you in a positive frame of mind, so that now you can move throughout the rest of your day. So in order to turn the mind toward the positive, some inner work is required, right? Since attitude and thoughts do not change overnight. Understand that. We're not saying that, okay, if I think a happy thought now, everything in my life is going to change. I didn't say that, but it is a practice. It is work, but that it is worth it. So here are some things that you might want to consider. You might even want to jot them down. Read about this subject, think about its benefits, and persuade yourself to try it. Okay? So don't just discount what I'm saying as being a bunch of hogwash. It truly has such an impact on you. So really start to research and look into the power of your thoughts. It's a mighty power that is always shaping your life. And this shaping is usually done subconsciously. So then that means be aware of what you're allowing to go into your subconscious. And that's through images, that's through people's opinions of you, that's through what you watch on television, what you're listening to on the radio, what you're reading in magazines and newspapers. You heard our guest, Catherine. She said she stopped watching the news. So it's important that you pay attention to what is going into your subconscious. Ignore what other people might say or think about you. You know, there's an old saying, and I love to use it. Your opinion of me is none of my business. And that's the God's honest truth. Ignore what other people might say or think about you if they discover that you are changing the way you think. Because a lot of times people are so accustomed to you being this negative person that they don't want to see you happy, right? And so ignore those who would have something negative to say about the changes that you're making in your life. Use positive words in your inner dialogue. Those words that I gave you earlier, like joy and health and certain, you know, a word like certain, think about it. Take that word and use it throughout your sentences for a day. Certainly I can do that. Certainly I'm enjoying myself. I am certain to be successful. I am certain to prosper. All of those things. And so if you start to use those words that are lighter in vibration and certainly more positive in your daily dialogue, you're going to see that it starts to raise your vibration. And like she said earlier, smile. Smile a little more. Because this helps you to think positively. Even when you're not feeling so good, force that smile. And doesn't it somehow just change your viewpoint and your energy? But the next thing I want you to remember is that, so say this negative thought comes up, right? What do? You have to first be aware of it. So we need to become aware of our thoughts, aware of what we're doing, aware of what we're experiencing. And then endeavor to replace it with constructive one. So the negative thought will try again to enter your mind, and then you have to replace it again with a positive one. So you just start to play this game with yourself so that you and your positivity can win out. You have to choose to look at them and disregard the other. Persistence will eventually teach your mind to think positively and to ignore negative thoughts. So in case you feel inner resistance and difficulties when replacing negative thoughts with positive ones, do not, and I repeat this, do not give up, but keep looking only at the beneficial, good and happy thoughts in your mind. I can promise you that they will pay off. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are at the present moment. Think positively. Expect only favorable results and situations, and circumstances will change accordingly. If you persevere, and that's the key, you cannot just try this for a day, 2 days, 3 days. This has to be your total new belief system. And if you persevere, you will transform the way your mind thinks. And guess what? Change your thinking, change your life. So it's really important. And she also mentioned meditation. I am a big proponent of meditation. I teach it, in fact. You want to quiet your body. You want to quiet your mind. And you want to quiet your spirit every day and go into this place of stillness. And just allow yourself to connect to the higher part of you and allow for that peace, that will come over you, and it will help to not only start to see things in a more positive way, but the guidance and the clarity will certainly start to come through as well. So I said earlier that there are health benefits of being a positive thinker, and research certainly has shown that. For example, you have increased lifespan. Wow, I like that idea. You have lower rates of depression, right? You have lower levels of distress, greater resistance to even something like the common cold, reduced risk of death from cardiovascular disease. So guess what, folks? Being positive, being joyful, being happy, it's good for your heart. Wow, I can take that pill any day, right? Better coping skills during hardships and times of stress. So think about that. If you start to develop a positive mindset, it's going to help you when something negative might possibly show up to get through it. So it's really important that you begin to focus on these positive ideas. So you need to identify areas that you want to change, right, and start moving towards those changes. You need to check yourself periodically during the day. Stop and evaluate where you're going. Stop and start to segment intent what you want the next experience to be. While you are driving to work, intend to move through traffic, especially LA traffic. Intend to move through that traffic easily flowing. Everyone sees you. You see everyone. You arrive to work on time, safely, refreshed, and eager to go to work. Try that tomorrow morning and see what it does for you. So it's really about intending and check yourself throughout the day. How am I feeling right now? How did I let that experience impact me? I choose to not experience that again, and now I want to see and feel and do this. Be open to humor. Laugh at yourself. Don't take anything so seriously, but truly just give yourself permission to smile and to laugh and to just be joyful. Of course, following a healthy lifestyle. So you want to exercise and you want to do all those things to eat right, all of these things, because it makes you feel good. And when you feel good about yourself, then that starts to impact your outside world. Remember that thing, as above, so below, as within, so without. And so as I'm creating this inner joy and peace about myself, it's now going to manifest on the outside. And so I'm going to start to exercise. I might even start to look a little better when I look in the mirror, fit in that dress better. All of these things are going to start to manifest themselves on the outside, because internally there's joy, there's peace, right? So it's important to follow that as well. And then you want to surround yourself with like-minded people. So if your goal is to be positive, then be around positive people. You don't want to be around someone who's always finding fault in things and always pulling you down and sucking your energy. You want to find happy, positive people to be around. Go to places where they hang out, if that's such a thing. Yes, there is. And so find those places and really start to incorporate that. So positive attitudes. And this is why a positive attitude is so important, because a positive attitude actually knows that there are certain spiritual laws that are constantly at work, and these principles and these laws will go to work to clear up negative conditions. So imagine that. The more I become a positive person, the more the universe goes to work for me to make sure that everything works out so that I can continue to be a positive person. Well, is that how that works? Absolutely. So if I'm constantly nagging and negative, well, then what's going to happen? You're just going to get more of that. A positive attitude can be enforced through daily practice of meditation and prayer and just getting quiet. Go take a nice long walk. Go find things that bring you joy. A positive attitude knows that its identity and purpose in life has meaning, because it is being directed by the God mind within to fulfill the purpose of one's soul in this life. There's so much more to you than just this outside physical form. We are divine beings, extensions of source energy of God. So understand that positive attitude, gosh, you are co-creator. What are you creating? What are you co-creating? If you have the energy of the universe behind you right now in this moment, what would you choose to create for yourself? Well, here's your opportunity. Start to think about that, because you have the power to absolutely create whatever that looks like for you. A positive attitude knows that in the case of any ill health, that the spiritual God mind energy has power over any malfunctioning energies in the body to heal them and to restore them to good health. So really, being positive has such an impact on us in so many ways. And a positive attitude knows that any negative condition is fleeting. It's passing. It's going to move quickly, because guess what? I'm not going to allow that to stay around and magnetize itself and build to anything. And finally, a positive attitude does not spend endless time blaming others for things that aren't going your way, right? But you accept responsibility and you turn it around quickly. You move through it. And you know that everything is working out for your best and highest good. So finally, I want to go over just a couple of affirmations, because affirmations, as you know, are on my website, all over my website. But affirmations, and we talked about meditation earlier, these are some tools that you want to use in your daily life so that you can move into this state of being positive, right? After all, we are calling this how to become a positive thinker. So Here are some affirmations. Write them down if you will. I accept that the so-called difficulties in my life are but a transitional stage leading to greater good in my life. So do you see how that is? I know that any so-called difficulty, it's just an illusion, right? And it's going to move me to a place where it's going to be even greater good for my life. I am confident about my future, regardless of what is occurring at this moment. For when I choose positive thoughts, I know that I'm going to have an even better future because I am pre-paving the joy, the harmony, the balance, the wealth, the health, the love. The next one is throughout each moment of each day of my life. Every time I see a prosperous person, I will see myself in my own mind as a prosperous person. Boy, what a wonderful opportunity. Instead of saying, I wonder how they got mother money and I wonder what they're doing, oh, they must be illegal, or look at them, how they're spending that money. Because that, in another episode you will find out, pushes your money away from you. You actually have to bless them and theirs. It doesn't matter how they got it. So throughout each moment of each day of my life, every time I see a prosperous person, I will see myself in my own mind as a prosperous person. Boy, do I love that. Here's another simple one to remember. With every heartbeat I take, I prosper. Or it could be, with every heartbeat I take, I am healed. I am happy. I am joyful. As I inhale peace and positive thoughts, I exhale negativity. Absolutely. So again, I want to thank my guest, Catherine, for sharing her moving story, and I hope that it inspires you to truly make a change towards a more positive outlook in life. So please take the time to check out my website, if you haven't already, affirmationsforliving.net. On there, you're going to see that I have services and products because I do spiritual life coaching. People ask me, well, what's that? Well, that's a coach for spiritual people. So if you want to learn how to meditate, if you want to learn how to pray, if you want to find what your soul purpose is, all of those things I can actually guide and help you through. So you'll find that there's contact information on my website, and you can call me and set up appointments and so forth, because I actually even do counseling right over the telephone, or you can find me in person. So you can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. As you know, there's a newsletter. There's a link right there on the host page on LA Talk Live. So you can sign up for that newsletter. It comes out once a month. And also, I wanted to share this with you. The show is now available for a free download through iTunes. So you can go to the iTunes under the podcast section and search for Affirmations for Living. I have one whole one there right now. Yay. Because as you know, this is my second show. But hey, one is better than none, right? And we're moving towards something. We're moving towards establishing ourselves, moving towards having a wonderful relationship with you, the listening audience, and really being able to give you these ideas and principles from week to week to help you to take charge of your life. So you can find that, and you can download these podcasts onto your, for free, obviously, to your Android and all your smartphones, all that stuff. That's just, wow, too much for me. So I want to thank you again for tuning in. This has been my joy. But before I go, I just want you to know to really take this to heart. Listen to these words. Really decide if it's something that you want. If you want to live in the space of your heart where there is joy, where there is love, where you're supposed to be in harmony, where you're supposed to prosper, it's time for you to take the first step. Because it can't come to you and knock on your door and say, Negative Nancy, I'm here to help you. No, Negative Nancy needs to say, help me. And then that help will show up. So before I go, just remember, get out of your head. It's time to get into your heart. Until next time, blessings to you. Thank you.